Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Turn it up. Nice one. Gabriel's got a roll 30 down the side 20. A block inside the 5. Touchdown, Dylan Gabriel. All of a sudden, the running quarterback shows us he can run.
Dylan Gabriel flashing a little bit of speed. I still don't understand how he runs as fast as he does. His little legs just weren't.
Doesn't look right.
Doesn't have a lot of leg drive. No. Knees aren't getting very high, but my goodness. He found a seam, and he went up the sideline, a 54-yard touchdown run. And the Ducks run away from the Beavs in Corvallis, 49-14. I think the big thing that everybody was wanting to see, they did see. The offense got humming.
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching that game. Oregon State has that 13-play death march down the field to score. And I went, Beavs coming to play. Oregon coming out after that drive and responding the way they did. Was it 7 straight drives they scored on?
They scored on every drive of the game.
Okay, yeah. So it was 7 straight.
Yeah, outside of the kneel down at the end of the half and at the end of the game, they scored on
the scoring drives, yes.
Every single drive.
Yeah. And I think regardless of how the rest of the game went, how they answered that drive coming out and scoring and not sputtering and not shooting themselves in the foot, that was such a big step in them kind of righting a lot of the wrongs that they had in the previous 2 weeks.
A lot of reasons why you saw that come to fruition. I was talking about this all last week, that rotation on the offensive line that had become the big talking point for everybody about this Oregon team. You didn't see any rotation.
No longer a rotation.
The offensive line that we saw going left to right, Josh Connerly to Nishad Strother to Poncho Laulu to Marcus Harper at right guard and Ajani Cornelius at right tackle, they have rushed for 350 yards in their last 6 quarters of football.
That's pretty good.
That they have played. And you go back to the negative plays that we saw in the Boise State game in the second half. Those two plays, the Dylan Gabriel snap that he fumbled, that he wasn't expecting the snap, that was without that rotation in the game. The Noah Whittington rush for a first down that was called back for a holding penalty. That was without that rotation in the game in that second half against Boise. You fast forward to where we saw the Ducks in Corvallis, and that offensive line, no sacks, no penalties. And Dylan Gabriel, as efficient as he was, he had all day to throw. I mean, that touchdown to Trayshon Holden, he was just sitting there just bouncing in the pocket for probably 4.5, 5 seconds, and then just was able to scan until Trayshon Holden came open. Protection was better. The efficiency of that offense, 16 explosive plays. You average nearly 9.5 yards per play in that game. That was the offense that I think a lot of people were expecting to see from Oregon.
Yeah, I think that's kind of more what they're leaned on now. And this isn't to take away from Dylan Gabriel, but the markets have kind of shifted away from Dylan Gabriel as far as like being one of the top three Heisman favorites. And I don't think that's a slight to him. I think the identity of this offense, as much as they have explosive guys on the outside and Stewart and Tez and Trayshon, like they have those guys. The identity of this Oregon team is going to be their ability to run the ball. To dominate what they against everyone else.
We saw a tweak stylistically to kind of what they were doing this week too, which we saw some false pullers. We saw, you know, the speed option that you saw with Dylan Gabriel and getting to the edges, the reverse to Trayshon Holden where you have false pull and then you come out and you're leading and getting to the edges. Oregon's offensive philosophy this week was more tailored to the guys that they have instead of kind of what they have been.
Yeah.
And it was something that Oregon State obviously took a very long time, actually couldn't adjust to.
No.
Because they're using their athletes in space a lot better. We saw more of the check with me's kind of that Gabriel touchdown run. I talked to him after the game and he was saying that I saw Will Stein basically stand on the field.
Mm-hmm.
During that play, they came out and empty, and they saw a look from Oregon State's defense that they liked. And how often did we see over the previous 2 years, especially with Kenny Dillingham, but even last year with Will Stein, Bo Nix would get things set, he'd look over, and then he'd check with the sideline. We saw a lot more of that and big adjustments being made formationally. Noah Whittington goes from receiver, goes into the backfield, they run that speed option, Gabriel, boom, 54 yards.
Yeah.
They are, because Nix and JPJ, center and quarterback combo that were reliable, two of the best in college football last year, they, I think, had a lot more leeway. And now you're starting to see they're coaching them, man. I mean, Will Stein is taking more of that. And Gabriel completing 15 passes in a row to start the game. I mean, he is efficient as all get out.
Oh, he's probably one of the three most efficient quarterbacks in the country. Again, I'm not saying
he is the most efficient.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from him. I just don't think you're going to see him be. I think a lot of people thought he was going to be Bo in the sense of ripping the ball 40 times a game and being hyper accurate, just 400 yard. I don't think that's going to be the identity of this team. I think it's going to be more mixed. I think you're going to see him use his legs. I think you're going to see them get.
Yeah,
more into the 53 and a third as opposed to
Oregon is
running everything through him.
They have and want to be really balanced. And last year, I think Bucky Irving also is a guy that we haven't been really talking about, that running backs room and what Bucky Irving meant to it. You saw the running backs going north and south a lot more against Oregon State. Mm-hmm. It was put your foot in the ground, commit to the hole, and you saw more explosive runs. There was a stylistic tweak that we saw from Oregon this week, as far as how they were approaching, you know, not just their own scheme, but Oregon State's defense and what they thought they had superior athletes, and they did. And that was probably the most glaring thing that we haven't seen in quite like in a Civil War in a while. Is you. Athlete for athlete, there was a mismatch there between Oregon and Oregon.
And that's
State.
That's when it happens when, you know, the DJs, the Boldens, the Mascarenhases, the Achilles, like all those guys, when you start going down the list
and
of dudes, that's the difference.
Well, let's not forget too, like Oregon State was down two starting offensive linemen. Van Wells, late scratch at center. We know they lost their left guard. after the San Diego State game, but they being down two starting offensive linemen, you saw
when you're already thin.
That was a big factor in that game, and only 15 yards rushing in the second half. Well, look, Oregon's offense or their defense wasn't great out of the gate.
No, I mean, Oregon State looked like they were game in the first half.
The third down conversions in the first half, 6 of 9 for Oregon State, and they were keeping drives alive, but. Then you saw two of them in that first half. But 47 of the 116 yards rushing came on McCoy scrambles, where the defense was caging him on the outside. So the edges were coming upfield, trying to keep Giovanni McCoy in the pocket and basically funneling him back towards the middle where a linebacker could clean it up if McCoy wanted to scramble. Saw the 37-yarder on the opening drive where they had him at 3rd and 15. Looked like he was dead to rights. Mm-hmm. And then he steps up, makes the one linebacker miss, and the defensive line kind of did their job. He gets 37 yards on that one. There was another one where he had a 10-yard run, scramble in that first half. Very similar thing where they caged him, they funneled him to a spot, he made a guy miss, and boom, you get a 10-yarder. Outside of those two plays, Oregon's defense just bottled up Oregon State's rushing attack. 1.9 yards per carry in the second half.
Yeah.
Only 15 yards rushing. That second half, you saw just how good Oregon can play when it felt just like we were on repeat all past 2 weeks. Is, you know, if Oregon doesn't shoot themselves in the foot.
And you're just kind of waiting, particularly in the first half, I think you were waiting for that to happen. Like, oh, God. Because it was a close game in the first half.
Yeah.
And you're like, it wasn't antsy, but it was, you're sitting there waiting like, are they going to screw this up and this is going to be another tight game?
Yeah. You never got, when you score on those first, on every drive, you're just going, Oregon State has to play perfect.
Yeah. And that's what I thought the most important part of that game, singular part of that game, was them scoring after the death march.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coming out and going, we'll figure this out, but it doesn't matter. You've got to keep up with us, not the other way around.
Doing it quickly, too. Yeah. Doing it quickly. And Gabriel now, 84% of his passes he's completed on the season in 94 attempts through three games.
Pretty good.
So he's averaging 31 attempts per game, and he's completing 84% of his passes. He was dialed in again on Saturday in Corvallis. The interesting part of this was you take the game out of it, because when Oregon only has three penalties for 36 yards, by the way, that roughing the passer call, that was one of the, he was completing his throwing motion when he got hit, and he didn't hit him in the head.
You sound like me with a tuck rule right now.
Well, it was, that was bizarre.
No,
was,
I'm with you.
We were trying to figure it out in the stadium because we didn't have, you know, was it Mike Pereira? He was the rules official for Fox.
Yep.
What did he say about that?
He said it shouldn't have been a foul, period.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
He said that is not roughing the passer.
Like the only thing that we could come up with, like in the stadium, was that they wanted to see if it was targeting, and so they threw the roughing penalty and tacked targeting onto it. Why didn't they just call targeting? Because you can pick up the targeting penalty. Yeah. The roughing was weird. That was a bizarre move.
Because the review very clearly showed that he was in his throwing motion.
Yeah,
Like, I know you can't technically review that, but why don't you just go, there's no flag on the play. I should have just, like, just say you
because they can't take away the flag.
Well, you can, though. You can go, I meant to throw
even,
the target.
I thought like, even Pereira said in the review you can't pick up the flag.
You can pick up a targeting, but you can't pick up a roughing.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you can't do that at all. So if she just would have called targeting, in like an unnecessary, I think you can pick that one up. But the fact that they called it roughing, it was like, but where?
Yeah, my thing is like, you can, I think you can.
You should be able to.
I'm saying, gray area here, you can say, you could call it an official's mistake and say targeting. There was no flag for roughing or unnecessary roughness. It was just targeting, but. It was a my bad situation. This was the flag for giving him the business.
Oh, like, yeah. You give the, I misspoke initially. Yes, we're taking it all back
now.
That was look, one of the, we were sitting there going, well, what are they, at what point was this rough?
Look, okay. I reffed high school football for a couple years. Did plenty of varsity games. And there was more than a few times when you'd have a younger guy out there. Hell, I was the younger guy first couple years. Where you'd be like, just kind of walk that one back of, just going to, no worries, no counties.
Yeah.
Go over to the coach. Hey, look.
My bad. We're okay.
Like, you don't want me to call this because if I call this, then it's this and this and this, and then I got to kind of find something somewhere else. You know, it becomes kind of a whole thing.
Man. But if you take that that would be two penalties for 15 yards.
Yeah.
Or so, 20 yards.
Yeah. Procedural. What was it? Holding and a.
Yeah, no holding penalties.
Is it no holding
penalties? No holding penalties for Oregon in the entire game.
Because Oregon State had a bunch of penalties.
Yeah, the only penalties that they had was an illegal block in the back on Terrence Ferguson.
Oh, that's right. Was that, no, it was
in the fourth quarter. Nope, it was a pass to Kenyon Sadiq, I believe.
Games are blending together in my head now.
And then a face mask penalty, which was 15 yards.
Yeah, so, Beavs had six penalties for 65.
Yeah. But they cleaned up the penalties, which had been plaguing them. No turnovers. Didn't shoot themselves in the foot. That was a pretty complete performance by Oregon.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.